Chapter 2. Leoc watched Padron wield the sword, stunned by the murderous look in his eyes. He gripped the hilt of his own sword, hoping he wouldn't let his master down. "Turn back," Padron called over his shoulder as he sped off along the trail. As Leoc hesitated, Vanya made a grab for the reins. "Don't listen to him." Digging his heels into the stallion's side, Leoc urged Shadow to follow. They galloped along the same path for several miles until Padron veered into the trees. Low branches clipped them, and roots jutting from the forest floor forced them to slow their pace. The trees thinned out in the distance, and Leoc watched Padron vanish into the glare of sunlight. As they broke through the tree cover, they saw Padron running to where Kalesh lay sprawled on the ground. Leoc drew his sword and allowed his gaze to sweep over the large clearing. Kalesh and Ruin were down, as were both horses and Ruin's hound. All was silent and still. Vanya loosened her grip on his waist. He grabbed her arm with his free hand and pinned it against his chest. "Wait, we don't know if it's safe." Blaze and Flint bounded over and nudged Ruin with their noses. Vanya gasped. "He just moved." She pulled free of Leoc's hold and jumped down from the saddle. Vanya's wail of denial echoed in Leoc's head as he left her and circled the clearing. The sword slipped in his sweating palm, and every muscle in his body was tensed. He saw no sign of an attacker, and listening hard, he heard the sound of birdsong as nature returned to the scene of slaughter. Shadow was relaxed beneath him, and the hounds seemed more troubled by the bodies than any threat they might have sensed. Leoc took a last glance around before he sheathed his sword. Then he retrieved Padron's mare and tethered both mounts upwind from the scent of death. He closed his eyes and tried to force his thoughts into order. Somehow, he had to stay strong for the others. Padron sat cradling their dead master in his arms. As Leoc approached them, memories of the kind old man who befriended him crowded his thoughts. How could he be dead? A few hours ago, they'd been laughing over breakfast and making plans for a card game when Kalesh returned from his trip. Leoc felt the pain of loss tighten in his chest. He stood beside Padron and put a comforting hand on the wizard's shoulder. Padron laid Kalesh's lifeless body on the ground. Leoc wondered why there were no visible wounds. The wizard looked up at him. "Why did this happen? Why did he stop me helping him?" Leoc shook his head. Padron turned back to his master, silent sobs racking his body. "I'm sorry," Leoc choked. He patted Padron's shoulder one last time before returning to the edge of the clearing where Ruin had fallen. He knelt at Vanya's side. "I was so sure he moved," she whispered, collapsing against him. He held her tight, murmuring words of comfort neither of them believed. The two hounds returned. They whimpered as they sniffed the mangled body of the hunting dog before shifting their attention to the huntmaster. Leoc watched them lick Ruin's face, sickened by their actions until he thought he saw a flicker of movement. Holding his breath, he willed Ruin's chest to expand again. He reached over discreetly and felt the man's neck for a pulse, concentrating on his fingertips and the faint, fluttering pulse he couldn't believe he was feeling. He counted 10 beats to be sure.
"Vanya, Ruin's alive!"